Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Interior Design Handbook, Furnish, Decorate, and Style Your Space by Frida Ramstedt is a practical, principle-driven guide for creating rooms that look intentional, feel balanced, and work for real life. Rather than chasing short-lived trends, the book focuses on the fundamentals that professional designers return to again and again: proportion, scale, visual weight, harmony, and the relationship between function and atmosphere. Ramstedt draws on the kind of common design dilemmas many people face, such as choosing the right sofa size, hanging art at the correct height, mixing materials without clutter, and making small spaces feel larger. The approach is structured and approachable, translating design theory into everyday decisions you can apply in any home, whether you are starting from scratch or refining what you already own. If you like clear rules of thumb, checklists, and visual logic more than vague inspiration, this handbook positions itself as a grounded reference you can revisit room by room. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, design foundations, function, mood, and a cohesive plan. A core theme of the book is that beautiful interiors start with clarity, not shopping. Before selecting furniture or decor, Ramstedt encourages readers to define how a space should function and what kind of mood it should support. This means identifying who uses the room, what activities happen there, what needs to be stored, and which problems must be solved first. From that foundation, you can build a cohesive plan with fewer impulse purchases and fewer items that look good online but fail in your home. The book emphasizes the value of constraints, including budget, room size, light conditions, and existing architectural features, because those constraints guide smarter design choices. It also promotes consistency through a deliberate mix of recurring elements, such as repeating colors, materials, or shapes across a space. By organizing decisions in a logical sequence, the reader can avoid common pitfalls, like buying a rug that is too small or choosing accent pieces before the larger anchors are in place. The result is a method that treats interior design as a set of decisions with clear priorities, balancing personal taste with practical requirements. Secondly, scale and proportion, getting furniture and layout. Right, one of the most actionable topics in the handbook is how to judge scale and proportion so a room feels comfortable and visually balanced. Ramstedt focuses on the relationship between furniture dimensions, circulation paths, and architectural boundaries such as windows, doors, and radiators. Many decorating frustrations come from mismatched sizes: a coffee table that is dwarfed by the sofa, a dining table that crowds the walkway, or a bed that overwhelms a small bedroom. The book highlights ways to think in measurements and clearances, encouraging readers to plan layouts before committing to large purchases. It also addresses the idea of visual weight, where two items of similar size can feel radically different depending on color, leg style, and bulk. This helps explain why a heavy, boxy piece can make a space feel tighter than a lighter, raised alternative. By learning these principles, readers can create rooms that feel open, navigable, and calm. The emphasis is not on one ideal style, but on universal rules that improve nearly any aesthetic, from minimalist to traditional, by ensuring that the big shapes and pathways work first. Thirdly, color, light, and material choices that support balance. Ramstedt treats color and materials as tools for shaping perception, not just decoration. The book discusses how light, undertones, and surface finishes affect the way colors appear at different times of day, which is essential for avoiding paint choices that disappoint once on the wall. It also emphasizes building a palette that has structure, often by separating dominant, secondary, and accent elements so the room reads clearly. Beyond color, the handbook explores how materials and textures create depth and comfort. A space with too many similar finishes can feel flat, while a thoughtful mix of matte and reflective surfaces, soft and hard textures, and warm and cool materials adds dimension without chaos. The guidance is particularly helpful for readers who struggle with combining woods, metals, and textiles in a way that feels cohesive. The book also links these decisions back to function and mood. Brighter, reflective choices can lift dark rooms, while softer, more absorbent textiles can reduce harshness and improve coziness. The overall message is that successful interiors are designed with awareness of how the eye perceives contrast, repetition, and harmony in everyday lighting conditions. Fourthly, styling and layering, from empty room to finished look. After the structural choices of layout and palette, the handbook addresses how to layer a room so it feels complete. Ramstedt breaks down styling into understandable components, anchoring pieces, secondary furnishings, textiles, and finishing details. The focus is on creating a deliberate hierarchy so the room has clear focal points rather than a scattered collection of objects. Readers learn how to use rugs, curtains, cushions, and throws to add softness and define zones while keeping patterns and colors coordinated. The book also covers how to balance symmetry and asymmetry, which can help a room feel either calm and formal or relaxed and dynamic. Styling advice extends to shelves and surfaces, with attention to grouping, varying heights, and leaving enough negative space so decorative items can breathe. A key idea is restraint. Adding the right things is only half the job, and editing is what makes a space look designed rather than cluttered. By treating styling as a repeatable process, not a mysterious talent, the book helps readers move from an almost finished room to one that feels intentional, personal, and visually resolved. Lastly, Common Mistakes and Practical Fixes for Real Homes. A distinguishing strength of the book is its emphasis on typical mistakes and how to correct them without starting over. Ramstead addresses issues that many households face, such as art hung too high, curtains that shorten the room, lighting that is limited to a single harsh source, and furniture pushed against walls without consideration for conversation zones. The guidance is practical. It encourages readers to diagnose what feels off and then apply targeted adjustments, often using what they already own. This includes recentering a room around a better focal point, improving the balance of visual weight, or revising the scale of a key item like a rug or coffee table. The book also highlights how small changes can create disproportionate improvements, such as adjusting lamp placement, adding layered lighting, or introducing one unifying color through repeated accents. By presenting design as problem-solving, it reduces intimidation and encourages experimentation. The result is a toolkit for iterative improvement, where the reader learns to evaluate a room with a more professional eye and then make corrections step by step, avoiding wasted money and frustration. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a dependable reference for decorating decisions, including first-time homeowners, renters working within limitations, and design enthusiasts who feel stuck between inspiration photos and real-world constraints. It is also valuable for anyone who has made costly mistakes with furniture sizing, mismatched colors, or cluttered styling and wants a clearer method. The benefit to daily life comes from aligning spaces with how you actually live. Better layouts improve movement and comfort, thoughtful lighting and textiles increase calm, and cohesive choices reduce visual stress. Because the advice centers on fundamentals like proportion, balance, and visual weight, the lessons remain useful even as your tastes evolve or you move to a new home. Compared with many interior books that focus mainly on aspirational images or narrow aesthetics, Ramstead offers a more systematic approach that helps you diagnose problems and make confident choices. The emphasis on rules of thumb and practical fixes can save time and money by preventing impulse buys and encouraging planning. If you want a guide that supports both creativity and discipline, and that can be revisited whenever you refresh a room, this handbook is worth buying. If you would like to support Frida Ramstedt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.